incredibly soft, shimmering hair.
Number one, I think I appear to be, like, I'm a little person, I have a very expressive face, and I think people don't want to hurt me. So they say things to me that they feel would be comforting, right? I mean, even if it is that they're doing it for the best of intentions, I think there's, for me, I feel betrayed if I've been lied to. Number two, I'm afraid that we really do prefer comforting lies over truth. Number three, I'm afraid of going deaf. I have a relative who's been going deaf in the last, you know, 2-3 years. Yeah, it's my dad, and he, you know, he doesn't know when he can't hear. So you have somebody who's there sitting in front of you, but they're not actually present. And it's this strange isolation that he's not even entirely aware of. Number four. I mean, it's hard. It's one of those things. Pick a time when you said the wrong thing. That's pretty constant. Number five, for me, leaving religion was, you know, to me, religion was something that wasn't true. And in the end, you know, there was a way that I saw the world. And, you know, in the Muslim community, leaving the faith is kind of still an unheard of thing. And ever since I've been more open about who I am, my parents have gotten the worst of it because they have not pushed me away. Number six. Oh yeah, I clean every. I mean, when anyone visits me, I have a mini panic attack because I'm like, okay, everything needs to be perfect. With my mom especially, because she gets upset. I never had to make my own bed. I would just wake up and go to school, and I would come back, and my room would be perfect because my mom would just have cleaned all of it because she couldn't stand that it was like she couldn't even wait to discipline us to get us to clean it because she was just. You know, in that moment, she needed it to be neat. Number seven, the collapse of trust in institutions.
Prefer comforting lies over truth.
Number eight, I'm afraid of being watched by some sort of malevolent force while sleeping. Just my luck, I guess, that I ended up having this fear and also getting into a kind of activism where I do have to think about my own personal safety, in a very literal sense. The more I advocate for others, the more limited...
You're done?
I'm done.
I got kicked out of the recording room. They said that there was somebody else who needed the space. I think we were talking about my safety in my real life and how I felt. There has been a time where I had to get the FBI involved because there was somebody who was leaking my address online. Number nine, I'm afraid of isolating myself. I had many Muslim friends, and even when I left the faith, but I just wasn't so vocal about it, I retained a lot of those friendships. And around the time I started becoming more vocal, one by one, you know, many of those started dropping away from my life. And, you know, I remember two sisters in particular. Like, I don't know if they had blocked me or something, but they had just cut off all contact quietly, like ghosted me a little bit, and I didn't even know. And I messaged them, and I got no responses. So I assume they just, you know, they don't want to be in my life anymore. Number 10, have you read The Gift of Fear, that book? No. Have you heard of it?
No, I never heard of
it. I'm pretty sure Oprah has been talking about this book for some time. Like, this guy who has worked with victims of terrible crimes, and he found that in his studies of women who had been victims of some terrible crimes, that there was always a time where they could say, oh, you know what, I remember something was wrong here. I remember he said something or did something and it didn't smell right. And that's when I became afraid. But a lot of those women didn't act on it because of politeness, mostly. I read that book and I could just feel myself just, you know, being hesitant about a fearful situation and then not running away or screaming or getting out of there if I ever need to. My name is Sarah Hayter, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Sarah Hayter grew up a devout Muslim, but left the religion as a teenager. Today, she's the executive director of Ex-Muslims of North America, and her dad is now an atheist. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, and Paula Schumann. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? You know, you leave your helmet locked to your bike sometimes. I'm always afraid someone's gonna squirt ketchup in it. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.